This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new random zit. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
And that squandered possibly a record-setting field goal for one Brandon Aubrey right before the half, but it did not get any better in the second half. As the Cowboys fall to Denver on the road, 44-24, as the Broncos came out, and the Cowboys did score on their opening drive in the second half. They went down the field 13 plays, converted a big fourth down to George Pickens. Javonte Williams got his second touchdown, but they just couldn't stop Denver. A field goal, a touchdown, put the Broncos up 44-17. They forced two punts all game, one of which was late in the fourth quarter when the game was basically out of hand. Dak with two interceptions. The pass rush was there all day for Denver. They were able to mitigate the running game, and they did whatever they wanted offensively. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus, the official postgame show brought to you by Pepsi, made for Cowboys watching. And if you want to use what the pros use, Jack Black is the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit getjackblack.com today. A lot to take away from this one. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. The number to call, the number to text. We'll get to you. We'll hear from Brad Sham. We'll hear from Dak, Brian Schottenheimer, more player audio. But Brian, your initial thoughts after an ugly 20-point defeat?
Kind of felt like you had the better quarterback going into this one. And I thought that he was going to make a difference, maybe make up for a little bit of maybe some of the things that were going on the defensive side of the ball. Nearly did nothing to affect Bo Nix at all in this football game. He looked completely comfortable throwing it. Dobbins running the ball, Henry running the ball. You know, Sean Payton, just anything he looked on his play card, he could go to and it was going to work out for him. I mean, they did have the early turnover, and you kind of felt like, well, okay, maybe this is going to be one of these games. Maybe it's going to be where all of a sudden you're able to make something happen here. But the fact you didn't get the touchdown there, like, It'd been nice to be able to put that in. It'd been nice to get points right before half. You know, give Denver a lot of credit defensively. Going into the week, we talked about that, how difficult this defense would be to match. And let's be honest, too. You know, the fact that Patrick Surtain did not play the majority of this game, I think that's, boy, you know, that's very, very difficult. That's very difficult for Brian Schottenheimer. It's difficult for the receivers, the offensive line. We'll have to study the tape. For the most part, I don't think he killed you in this game. There was pressure.
Yeah.
And we're going to get the next-gen stats, and I guarantee you, these tackles got left on these edges probably 75, 80% of the game. But, man, they just really could not get anything going, offensively. And that's probably because of really, really good defense you're going against. But the fact that their defense played just as poorly as I think they've played. They've had some bad games, but this by far was the worst.
Yeah, it was really, my gosh. The average gain was 7.5 yards per play for Denver. Bo Nix, 4 touchdown passes, running the ball. You had J.K. Dobbins averaging 7.4 yards a carry, R.J. Harvey, 6.6. I understand. The secondary is very thin and shorthanded right now.
Yeah.
But make no excuse. This defense has been bad with whoever the hell's been on the field.
Yeah.
So Tryquez Bridges is not a starter in the NFL, and he's being asked to go out there and start for you.
Yeah.
And he did make an interception. And then Bo Nix said, all right, I'm going to find the mark. And it was Tryquez Bridges. And then you lose Elijah Clark. And now I got to have Reddy Stewart go out there and play safety. But this defense is the worst part about it is it's just there's no pushback at all. It's just as soon as they're taking the field, the offense is going to run through them like a knife through butter, a hot knife through butter, and there's no resistance. It's just it's really tough to watch. And I understand we've had all the trade talks. I don't think this is going to make any difference in regards to the trade conversation at all in that building. I don't.
You mean in a way of you think that they're not going to do anything?
No, I think they absolutely still are.
Okay.
I don't think this changes. You know, I think there's a lot of fans, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm sure other fans would be watching and saying, well, why would you? It's not going to make a difference. Why would you trade for anybody?
This is exactly the discussion that I've had with fans during the game. That and I was telling them, like, oh, well, hey, there's no way. Keep these picks. You know, this defense is horrible and all that. For the last 3 weeks, last 2 weeks for sure, all I've seen on my timeline was trade talks.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, you know. And I told the fan base, I'm like, what are you flip flopping from series to series? Did like a guy tweets at me and like he goes, well, keep these picks. I go, well, so the first 10 minutes of the game told you that?
Yeah,
you know. And I just like I've said, like you either buy into this thing and go get somebody that can make a difference. Or you just sit there and don't do anything, but don't sit there for the last 2 weeks and have me answer your questions about what is it take to get, what is it going to take to get that guy? What's it going to take to get that guy? Because there's a lot of fans, I know on my timeline, and I have 130,000 people following me.
Sure.
I answer questions every damn day. You know, you guys out there want them to go get somebody. Now, all of a sudden, it's, I don't know. And I think you're right.
It changes nothing for me. One, I thought coming into the season, this was the most guaranteed L on the schedule.
Oh, sure.
Just the history. Yeah. I mean, I'm 34. Anytime the Cowboys play the Broncos, it's either we're going into overtime and Mike Anderson's crushing your heart with the touchdown run, or it's 17-10 and Brandon Marshall or who the hell, I don't even remember, Eddie Royal maybe that they had in that game, or it's Romo and Manning going back and forth, or it's like this.
Yeah.
It's a total ass-kicking, right? So the for whatever reason, this is just how this goes since 1995 when the Cowboys and Broncos play each other. But I don't think this makes any difference. And why? They're 3-4-1. They're sitting behind the Panthers at 4-4, the Bears at 4-3. Now, granted, both those teams did beat you. And then it's the Niners at 5-3 who are super hurt and just lost to Houston today.
Yeah.
Not to mention within your own division. I get it. The Eagles keep winning games. They improved to 6-2. But they're going to look at this and say, The NFC's wide open.
Yeah.
We can compete for a wild card.
Yeah.
You played the best defense that you're going to play all year today, in my opinion. And I thought this would be the best defense in the league coming in. As we talked about in pregame, I do think there are warts. I don't know if the Cowboys did a great job of necessarily attacking those.
No.
When we go back and watch this. I mean, you were screaming the whole game. Why are you playing sideline to sideline?
Yeah.
Attack the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Go forward. Right? Yeah. There's safeties. If there's anything to exploit in that secondary, their safety play isn't great.
No. And their best corner was not even on the field.
Yes.
The inside routes and stuff. But, you know, you look, Dak had the interception right before the half. You know, that was a down the middle of the field play. But, yeah, this to me, this is and the argument that they will have or the discussion that they'll have is they'll say we're getting guys back. We're going to get Overshown back. We're getting, you know, we're going to see we're going to see what he's going to do.
We're going to get healthier.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and you're right.
And it'll be a spin. And if it's not. And let's say they lose to Arizona and they still haven't made a trade.
Yeah.
They'll be 3-5-1. Then it's, we've got to do something to try and get the conversation back going when everyone else has written us off and everyone says, oh, the season's over. We got to do something to kind of stir up, one, at least headlines and conversation, but also to the fan base that still, and there are, I know there's a lot of diehard fans. I'm with you because I am one myself, born and raised. I think if you listen every week, you can tell that. But there are other fans that just don't care. They're going to have hope and think the Cowboys are the greatest thing ever, no matter what the record is. So for those fans, Jerry can capitalize on a trade.
Sure.
I mean, last year, why the hell did they trade for Jonathan Mingo, who was an inactive today, a healthy inactive, and they overpaid for him. Yeah. They gave up a 4th-round pick for Jonathan Mingo, who nobody wanted, and he's not even on your team today. So or on the roster. He's not active today. He's on the team. But it's one of those things where I just think that they'd make a move regardless of what's happening for the sake of making a move. The fear now is with everybody knowing how badly you need defensive help, are teams now going to force your hand to overpay?
Oh, well, they're teams that might not. The guys you absolutely want, teams might not even give you those guys. I say keep calling, you know, because I went into the attitude of this game today that I thought Dallas would go win this football game. That was my attitude about it. So, you know, my whole demeanor is like, okay, this team needs, if this team goes and gets a, you know, goes and gets a big time player, you know, maybe things could be differently on defense. But you got shut down today on offense. That's the thing that made it. Yeah, you know, the defense. That's why you're trading for help on defense, because it's so bad.
And we got a text in from the 727. I really want to make a trade, but only if it's a cornerstone defender with multiple years of team control, because I do not trust this staff to address defense. That's another element of this, and we've talked about it on the post game.
Yeah.
And all of our other on G-Bag Nation, the flagship 105 through the fan, we're on 2-7. Like since 2020, unfortunately, they haven't drafted great on that side of the ball.
No, I haven't.
And you've made the point, and I agree with you. They do have a lot of coaching input in the draft.
They have a ton.
And that probably is, you've got 3 defensive coordinators in 3 years. That probably has something to do with it. But I know if you say, hey, let's hold on to these picks, are you better served getting a player that you know is a proven commodity that you do have for multiple years? Like, that's the thing. I think we get sometimes, we just get tunnel vision. Like, this is just for 2025.
Yeah.
If it's a big-time premier player, which maybe isn't available. Like, right. Maybe I think they're trying to swing for a big fish here.
I do, too.
And maybe they can't get one.
Yeah.
But if I can get one of these guys, like a Jeffrey Simmons or a Crosby or whoever the player might be, Bradley Chubb in Miami even, like I think's a good player under multiple years of control, that's not just helping me for this year. That's helping me for multiple years. And this defense, it's not going to be fixed overnight. It's going to take the draft. It's going to take trades. It's going to take free agency. It's going to take every level to fix this thing. There's too many holes to be able to just fix it with one draft. And then you've got to hope that you hit on that draft pick.
Yeah.
So these are all the conversations you've got to be having.
Oh, no, they clearly don't have a plan. Well, I shouldn't say a plan. They don't have a great feel right now for drafting defensive players. You know, and if you, you know, and their pick right now, their own pick is, you know, just after today, I'm sure it was at the top. That's probably top 13 right now, right?
Yeah, I can find it.
Okay, but see, that's what I'm saying. You know, you're looking at defensive help, can they can these, with the way the coaches influence this draft.
15. You're picking 15 right now.
Right now you are.
And then the Green Bay pick is 31.
It was 31 last time.
According to Tankathon.
Yeah. Yeah. They were off this week. So, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah, to me, that's, if I knew, if you told me that they had fixed their defensive drafting problems, I'd probably sit there and say, okay, fine, we'll just use those picks. But you can't tell me that they have. So, I mean, I'm with you. I'm trying to go get somebody. And I think it's more for long, it's for long term and not just,
yeah, absolutely,
for, just for,
like, if it can help for this year. And yeah, I still think the offense is really good. They went up against a buzzsaw today. Today was a bad day.
Yeah.
It was not good. Dak probably had his worst game of the season. This, yeah, goes along with the Chicago game. I thought the pick before the half was really bad.
Really bad.
Really bad interception.
Well, the last pass he threw of the game, you know, that went to the defensive lineman was a horrible pass,
yeah,
too.
But I mean, and you do kind of have to ask yourself, is this offense the same on the road? They played well, I thought, against Philly, at least for a half.
Mm-hmm.
And they played pretty well against Carolina without CeeDee Lamb.
Right.
But the last two drives, they came up short. Yeah. But then they've looked terrible now against Denver, and they looked bad against Chicago on the road.
Well, Denver will make you look bad. I just felt like that they were going to. And when I start to, when Surtain went out, I immediately thought, I started thinking of like, okay, here's your opportunity. But hell, they couldn't, you know, you couldn't. A lot of pressure because of the defense just not getting it done today. A lot of pressure on the offense, but man, the offense didn't come to play today either.
No, and it really started where if you drive to the 1 yard line, yeah, after the interception, you needed, yeah, to get a damn touchdown.
Yeah.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Absolutely.
You can't be kicking a field goal.
Can't be kicking a field goal. Can't be jumping off sides.
No. From then on, it was just absolutely
motions,
awful.
Yeah.
877-881-1053. The lines are full. We're going to get to you on the other side. We'll also hear from Brad Sham, Ryan Schottenheimer, and trust me, we're going to unpack everything that you can think of. We're rocking until 9:30 with you here on the official postgame show of the Dallas Cowboys. You're listening to the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. 6 for 89 and a pair of touchdowns for Troy Franklin, the teammate of Bo Nix there at Oregon. He caught 2 of the 4 touchdown passes for Bo Nix today, who had 117.4 rating, 19 of 29, 247. Did whatever he wanted after that initial interception to Bridges on the opening drive, 44-24. Cowboys lose on the road to Denver. They're 1-3 now away from AT&T Stadium, 3-4-1. As a whole, 1-4, I should say, from AT&T Stadium. That might be something to discuss. I mean, does this team look very different to you away from AT&T on the road? I mean, they certainly have not played. Their two worst losses are on the road this year. 877-881-1053, through the number to call, the number to text. Let's get to the phones. Brought to you by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus. Let's go out to Dallas. We got Francois, who's been waiting. What's going on, Francois?
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. And if you could put me on hold so I could hear your response, I'd appreciate it. Brian, I said this about 3 weeks ago to my best friend. Of course, he's a diehard Cowboy fan, so he didn't see deeper into what's really going on. On the defensive side of the ball, if you notice, the Broncos were attacking the edges in the run game.
Yeah.
Now, I looked up the average weight of an NFL defensive end across the league about a month ago, which is 272 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboy defensive ends average 243. So when you don't have enough junk in the trunk, it's going to be hard to set the edge, especially when you have a linebacker. And I think I was getting ready to disagree with you guys until you got to your last point about if they do go out into free agency and they sign somebody, it's not going to be for this year.
No.
This team is not going anywhere. And the reason they're not is because there's too much to fix. Your ends are terrible. You don't have any linebackers. I think I told you last week, they don't have a free safety on the roster. Now they're depleted. And as you mentioned earlier, when Hooker and Wilson were back there, from start to finish, they've been terrible. So my point is, the entire defensive operation is jacked up. And like you said earlier, Brian, the offense didn't play well either. Now, granted, you got to give Denver some credit. They're a very, very good defense, even without Patrick Surtain being in the game. But I'll go back to last week. I had a problem when they were backed up on the one, if you remember. They couldn't run the football off the goal line and got dropped for safety.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be a physical football team, a smash-mouth running football team, then you can run the football off the goal line and you don't get hit for a safety last week. So I think they are a good offense, and I choose my words carefully before I end this. I think they're a good offense, but a championship offense would have scored 30 points or more today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for the call, Francois. Any thoughts on that call, Brian?
No, I'm good.
Okay. 877-881-1053, the number, call the number, text. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls in just a minute, but we are now joined by the legendary voice of your Dallas Cowboys, the great Brad Schamp, back in Denver. Brad, 44-24, this one got a little out of hand. What were your initial takeaways if you had maybe 30 minutes to kind of digest this?
Yeah, I mean, Zach, I think, you know, you could have seen a lot of it coming. Look, we said before the game last week, the way their defense is, they have to score six times to give themselves a chance to win. Today they scored three because that was maybe the best defense in the league, if not one of the best two or three. And so they were not able to handle that. And that's a combination of superior players and an excellent scheme that makes them even harder to play. And then on the other side, hey, they are what they are. You know, that's why I spent the last part of the game telling people, don't get your underwear in a knot over this. This is who they are. And if you thought that Bo Nix and Cortland Sutton and Dobbins, if you thought those guys could not punish them, then you're just lost with your head in the clouds. And so today was a little bit of the worst of everything. And, you know, you're down corners and safeties. Mm-hmm. And when your starters are there, I mean, Bland is playing pretty well, but when your starters are there, you're probably below average. But they will play better than this over the course of the year on defense. It probably won't be good enough. Now, I'd just like to tell the last guy that Micah Parsons was about 240-something pounds.
Yeah, I was in a mode of just, while you were talking, Brad, top five defenses right now, Seahawks, I'm just about run defenses. I was going to go on a search. Seahawks, Patriots, Packers, Browns are the top five when it comes to yards per carry. So I was about to dive into those guys, seeing where we're at.
I mean, there's no 280-pounders. You know, Myles Garrett's a big guy.
Sure. Yeah.
But the problem is not their size. The problem is they're playing poorly. Sam Williams has played very poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Dante Fowler's had one good game. Marshawn Nealand has been trying to get healthy, and since the first game when he had a sack and I thought did okay, he really hasn't done anything. So when you traded Parsons, I'm not saying it was a good idea to trade Parsons. I don't have an interest in litigating that again, but I wouldn't defend it. But when you did it with the expectation that the ends that you had were going to be representative, right, as Rock was coming on. And didn't have a chance to show it today. That was also, you know, a pretty good offensive line. And I think maybe their offense gets overlooked a little bit. But this is who the Cowboys' defense is. Some weeks, against a different kind of an offense, they may play better. And they played better last week, and they may play better next week. But this is just the team they have right now. And they're going to have to just get by, do the best they can, play it as well as they can. Until they get through the season and can address the personnel issues.
Does this game change anything for you in terms of, you know, your thinking and maybe what their thinking is at the deadline coming up?
I'm going to say no, but I think that if you won this game, then you might have been willing to take a bigger risk to get goodness knows what, especially if Max Crosby's unavailable. I love Hendrickson, but he's a rental, and he's a rental in his 30s with a little bit of injuries. So that would only be a deal you would make if you thought you were going to go deep into the playoffs. I'm not against adding players, adding talent if you can get it, but I don't. And by the way, one thing I am against is saying, well, we're not going to make playoffs anyway, so screw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't believe in that. I want to do the best I can. And but I do, I would say I would acquire a player that would not be just for this year, but that would help me this year and, you know, play a little bit better. And who knows what happened. I mean, you're going to, if you win here, look, this, nobody wants to hear this. but nobody wants to hear a lot of the things I say, and I say them anyway. If you win these next two Monday night games, which are – that's not an unreasonable thing to say with the teams they're playing. Now you have to steal a couple of games against teams you're not supposed to beat from, you know, Philly on. And it's, I wouldn't say it's likely they would do that, but I wouldn't say it's impossible. And if you have a better team, then you might. You know, who knows? Scatterboo's leg today makes the Giants a different team. You know, Saquon was in and out, and he's got some – these things all change. So I wouldn't be, Zach, opposed to adding talent. I'd be careful what I gave up. I'd want to make sure I was being smart with my resources. But I just want to go out and have the best record I possibly can and see where that leaves me.
Brad, the quarterback looked human today for your football team. And it was, do you think it was more what Denver was doing to him, Vance Joseph doing to him, or just like his guys around him today?
I mean, you know, there's a little bit of all of that. As you well know, Brian, when we watch the tape tomorrow, we're going to see the protection wasn't what it's been all year. But I thought Guyton was up and down. Steele had a rough day. But I don't think Prescott didn't get hit ever on any throw. And I don't think that's happened. So for me, it's a great combination between the Denver players and the scheme. They've got like five exceptional players, maybe six, who, by the way, they've taken the approach with their defense that the Cowboys have taken with their offense. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about five guys who are five or six guys who are under contract for at least three more years. So they're going to be this way for the foreseeable future. And the Cowboys kind of taken that approach with the offense. So now they've got to work on that. But so I'm going to say that the quarterback looked human today, mostly because of Denver's players and their scheme. Remember, Vance Joseph's in what year as the coordinator? Three? Something like that?
I think three is right.
Yeah, he's been there as long as Sean has, yeah.
Yeah, so that's 3 years to build the system, bring in players to work the system, and then you know, they're going to make it hard on a lot of people with the way they can zone blitz and straight blitz and, you know, mask the blitz, and then they got far enough ahead they didn't care about blitzing. They rushed with four and just played zone, and that's how you can play. So I'm going to say it was the Denver defense mostly today. And, you know, if you don't have all of those penalties and – gosh, I'd love to know what happened on the interception where it looked like Lamb never saw the ball coming down in, what was it, the third quarter? You know, some of those things might change the momentum. You got to be good enough to score on that first possession of the game. All those little things work their way in. But I'm not concerned about that. He is human, and he'll come back fine, and I give most of the credit to that to Denver.
Brad and I were watching, you know, just based on the TV copy here. But did CD look right to you, Brad? Did he? Brian and I were wondering if maybe he was hurt.
A little gimpy.
Well, he did. I think I absolutely know he tweaked the ankle at one point.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a play that, and we had it that Christy reported that he didn't go to the tent, but they looked at him. But I don't remember if he was blocking or it was after a catch. But he definitely tweaked it, and I think that he was not totally...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He himself the rest of the way. I don't think he was incapacitated, but I think the way you put it, Zach, is really good. You know, he just didn't look right when a really good player has a little something knocks him off his feet a little bit, then it just doesn't look right. And I think that was true of Lamb after whenever that happened that he tweaked his ankle.
Brad, anything else before we let you out of here, sir?
Yeah, good to have an extra day
before
the next game.
Well, thank you very much. We can't wait to catch up with you again at AT&T Stadium Monday Night Football.
All right, appreciate it. Have a good night.
There he goes. Brad Sham with us here on the official postgame show of your Dallas Cowboys. We do have big news. This is outside of the Cowboys, but Brian Kelly has officially been let go by LSU.
Surprising because of the payout.
Yeah.
But, man, I'll tell you what, hey, if, you know, it's, like I say, it's something you probably get into during the week. Mm-hmm. I know we got a post-game show to
Of course.
But, yeah, that was give Texas A&M last night a lot of credit.
No doubt.
That's where you need your program, and Brian Kelly hasn't delivered that.
No.
So, you know, for LSU, it's back to the drawing board, and See what the coaching carousel has for the Tigers going forward.
Yeah, I did want to address, obviously, your LSU ties, but a lot of texts coming in about the breaking news that, yes, LSU is firing Brian Kelly. They're going to inform the team later on this night. I'm sure they've already been informed.
Well, they would know,
on social media.
And we are a social media team, but that's Pete Thamel is the one that has broken this news. So, yeah, this is college football. This is real quick, and folks, please, just if you give me a little latitude, this is the, and I talked about this in the crosstalk that we had today. This is what's difficult for alums to have to deal with. You ask us to give you money for NIL payments. You know, you ask us for millions for the payments of the players. Totally cool by that. But now you're asking me for millions for mistakes that the athletic department has made.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit difficult of an ask. And I'm really, I just don't know when somebody's going to stand up one day and say, no, I'm not. You know, either you guys figure out how to hire coaches or don't pay them $10 million a year with these huge buyouts.
Yeah.
It's one thing. I am all for giving you money for players. I'm not for giving you money so coaches can go away because of your mistakes within the athletic department. And that's just my 2 cents on that.
Well said. 877-881-1053, the number to call, the number to text. Let's get back to the phones. We got Harrison and Mesquite. Harrison, you're on the official postgame show, the Dallas Cowboys.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
The holidays have arrived at the Home Depot, and we're here to help bring the excitement with decor for every part of your home. Check out our wide assortment of easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees so you can spend less time setting up and more time celebrating. And bring your holiday spirit outdoors with unique decor like one of our Santa inflatables. Whatever your style, find the right pieces at the right prices this holiday season at the Home Depot.
Hey, guys. Normally call in and talk to you guys after the game. I think I'm going to shoot my bullets at the head coach, man, Schottenhammer. Schottie wasn't aggressive enough. It was 20-10 going in before half. It was 4th-and-1. You got to go for that 4th-and-1. You got to go for it to keep energy into the team. They didn't. They go down 27-10 after that. Yeah, they come back out the halftime and score. I'm not for the trade you guys talking about. Okay. I said keep the picks. Okay. The defense, I don't care who we bring, Reggie White, Dion, running a lot, it's not going to be fixed this year. It's the whole organization on the defensive side.
Can I ask you a question real quick, sir? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, sure. We're going to make a trade here, and we're going to go get that guy from the Raiders. Zach walked you through, it might not be for this year, but the next 2-3 years you have him under contract. You're still not making that trade?
No, because we never should have traded Parsons. No, I won't make that trade.
Okay.
Like the caller called in, the first caller, we had the Marcus Lawrence and the Hall of Fame, and we had Parsons. It's always been trouble with this defense.
Okay. So you're gonna say go ahead and draft. You're gonna go ahead and draft, use those first round picks to go draft somebody?
Yeah, because I'm relying on the team to get healthy, Diggs to come back, Overshown to come back.
Well, then why wouldn't you make the trade? Because you're going to get Overshown back. You're going to get Overshown back, and it looks like to me you're likely going to get some help from, you know, the cornerback from Ravel is going to be back. Now you don't have
right.
Diggs, but
right.
but
you know why
weeks,
I don't make the trade? Yeah. You know why I don't make the trade, Brian? They got an interception the first quarter of the game, yeah. And that coach did not keep the same game plan.
Okay, let's not talk about the coach now. Let's talk about why we wouldn't make the trade. You're adamant against it. And Zach has laid it out for you that it don't focus on it right now. I mean, yeah, absolutely could help you, but focus on 2-3 years from now because you're going to use those picks for 2-4 years from now. Why? And do you trust this front office to draft defensive players?
I do. And I think, like you guys said, part of it has been.
Then I can't convince you otherwise. I can't convince you.
Mm-mm. Part of it has been the three different coordinators. I think they were drafting for those coaches.
Sure. Yeah, I'm the one that brought that point up. That's my idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But like I said, this coaching side on the defense side, horrible. Like I said, he threw a pick the first quarter, and he was only blitzing 16% of the first half. Man, if I get an interception, I'm going to put everybody on that quarterback the same way they did that. I'm going to rattle his cage. Okay? They were in that game, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate
you. Lost that game.
Appreciate you. Thank you, man.
No, I appreciate the call, Harrison. I do think there are things today. I mean, I think the offensive game plan for the first time this year we can really question.
Yeah,
in what Shoddy's decision was, and they went up against the best defense. It was strength on strength.
Yeah.
You had the number one overall offense. They had the best defense in football in terms of third down defense, sacks, quarterback pressures. This was going to be a really good test, and the offense did not to not win that battle today. I do think the fourth, Brian, we had that same conversation.
We sure did.
You said you should go for it.
Yeah.
I said, is it, if you don't get it, does that then have a negative impact? Is it worth it to just take the points? Because if you don't get the touchdown here, then you've just wasted the turnover altogether. I mean, I think passing the ball on the second and goal before the penalty,
yeah,
they should have just been running the football. I didn't like the play call.
That part of it, yeah, I thought you got a little cute down there. We've said that before.
All right, we'll get back to the phones, 877-881-1053. A lot of texts coming in. Appreciate all of the feedback. We will get to you. 44-24. Cowboys lose in Denver. Dallas Cowboys football will continue in a moment. Well, they never gave that lead back as Denver rolls 44-24. They send the Cowboys to 3-4-1, 1-4 on the road. Broncos improving to 6-2 on the year. They've won five in a row. They're undefeated at home this year at 4-0. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus, the official postgame show of your Dallas Cowboys, brought to you by Blockchain. Are you ready to learn a new game and invest like the pros? Don't worry, even the pros were rookies in crypto once. Blockchain.com makes buying, selling, and trading crypto easy. Invest like your icons with Blockchain.com. Your owner, general manager, Jerry Jones, spoke to the media postgame, and here's what Jerry had to say.
Jerry, the inconsistency with this team winning one week, losing the other has been pretty staggering. How do you evaluate your team right now, 8 games in?
Well, I am not happy at all with winning 3 ball games at all. And that starts really for what our goals are. Can we play better? Of course we can play better. But we knew coming in here, their front, both their defense and offensive front, was going to be a challenge for us. And we needed to offensively be able to play against a real big-time defense, and they played well, their defense. So I'm more impressed with how they handled us, our offense, because it was up front that made a lot of difference there. Secondly, I thought that we could stop them better defensively. We all saw the same thing out there. We've got a lot of work to do.
Jerry, how long do you guys expect to have Trayvon Diggs on IR?
Again, I don't know. It depends upon he's got an area that's hurt, and that'll have to heal. And so that'll be as we get into it, and we'll see how it goes. He's just generally got to get in better shape to play.
I know you've had expect to have him back this season.
Why not? Yes, why not? But there's a little beyond my expectations. We've got to see how he heals from his injury. He hasn't been there physically there in full shape for us.
I know Matt Eberflus is someone who means a lot to you, and you guys know him and have known him for a long time. Have you lost any confidence in his ability to get things on track based on what you've seen from the defense today and some of these games over the last few weeks?
I think after a game like this, you say, boy, we need to make some adjustments. What the truth is, probably some adjustments, more adjustments, maybe late in that second quarter, maybe some more adjustments, that's second guessing, maybe a little more pressure, second guessing. Where he does know how is to evaluate what he's trying to do and is a good coach in coaching them up of correcting their mistakes and getting them in there. But, I've seen him take players and units, and they improve and get better as he coaches them. I've seen that, and I've seen it more than once. And so he's a good coach.
There's Jerry Jones after a 44-24 loss, still – you know, giving the vote of confidence there to Flus. He also did go on to say that the loss today did not impact his mind in regards to trades. If there's a trade out there that can help the football team and make them more of a contender, paraphrasing, that is what Jerry would do.
You know what? I totally like the option that you've given me. You know, could it help today?
Sure.
Absolutely. But if you get somebody that you can use next year, the following year after that, that's to me, that's just as good. I mean, yeah, do I want help right now? Sure. Do I want this team to be better? Do I want this team to beat, you know, Carolina and Chicago? Sure. Absolutely, I did. Do I want them to play better against Denver? But yeah, I did. But you're in a situation right now where you know, if you have an opportunity to go get one of those big time players, because like I said, I do not trust right now them drafting defensive players when it comes to these defensive linemen, especially if you're talking about edges and stuff like that. I just do not trust them. And a lot of it has to do with maybe the situation. They have got to figure out the coaching situation and how involved coaches are in this evaluation period.
Yeah, it just and you're such a great resource to have because you lived it and you ran a draft in Philly and you've been part of the Cowboys and the Packers when it comes to drafting in Jacksonville.
Yeah,
but I mean, how many teams are using the coach? Because here's my fear with that. I do think it's important, and I think that Will and the scouts do an excellent job from my understanding of communicating, like, okay, what do you like in players to the coaching staff, yeah. And we're going to try and marry that. But there's so much uncertainty and year-to-year change where I don't know that it's benefiting you drafting for coaches. How long is that coach going to be there?
See, that's the problem that Will really runs into, and Will should wear some of this, and he does. You know, people out there are like, when's Will McClay going to get blamed? He gets blamed. I'll blame him, and he knows it. He knows that they're not doing a good enough job. But the problem that Will McClay has because of this organization, and it's not completely at the top, even though, yes, the top has its issues, but it's the coaches, it's the scouts. He's in the middle trying to make too many people happy instead of just going out there and saying, I want to take J.J. Watt. Yep. Okay, and I don't give a damn what you say, Rod Marinelli. Mm-hmm. And listen, I am not interested in taking Tristan Hill, Rod Marinelli. You know, and I guarantee Mrs. Marinelli might be listening. I've gotten texts from her before.
We love you, and Rod's a sweetheart.
But yeah, but I'm just saying when you start to talk about their misses, Dan Quinn, if Will McClay's drafting
Mozzie
Smith because of Dan Quinn. I guarantee you, these coaches, and I lived it, these coaches have a big, big, big influence on how they evaluate their team.
Yeah.
And if you tell me that's going to remain the same, then I'm probably going to say they're not going to have a good draft when it comes to defensive players. I actually trust, because I think that these offensive coaches, when you start to talk about the offensive line coaches and mm-hmm. stuff, I think they know what they want to do from players.
Yeah, Connor Riley, who came from the college route. Yeah, Junior Adams, college guy.
I trust them more than I trust these defensive guys.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it. I've seen it not work here for the last 3 years when it comes to defensive players.
What are your holiday traditions? Putting up a minimum of 6 trees? Decorating every room with a different theme? Whatever it is, here's one way to make those traditions extra special. Start the season with Etsy. On Etsy, you'll discover original pieces from small shops to help you celebrate your way. Shop Etsy for holiday decor that makes you feel seen. Special starts on Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.